Welcome back. This is Eye Down the Musket. I'm John.
I'm Boop.
And we're two West Virginia grads talking West Virginia football. Live from the pub. Boop, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
I'm battling a cold a little bit.
I know.
But I am drinking a Pilsner, so I'm trying to fight through it. The team needs me. I'm trying to go back out there.
For the Pilsner's going to really help.
It's conflicting with the medicines that I'm on. I might sound a little different, but I'm battling.
The medicine will help.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking a lager.
Very nice, Boop. All right. Let's see. Coming off the bye, we're facing Baylor 4-3. West Virginia's 13 at 5-1. That was a much-needed bye week.
Yeah, I think we needed to get healthy and to gather ourselves.
Get our heads right, and it looks like we did that.
Yeah, it was a...
came out to play.
It was an ugly loss to Iowa State, so that bye week was much needed.
It was very needed. All right, before we get into it, well, UniCheck, what do you think?
Liked them. I liked them on most people.
Most people. What do you mean?
Some of the guys were wearing either navy blue socks or gold socks
to go with the pants. That. Right, right.
And then other guys were wearing ankle or shin high white socks.
You don't like that?
Boo. Boo. Come on. No, you wear the navy socks, you wear the navy cleats. Looks clean. You wear the gold, like, or you could wear the navy cleats with the gold socks. Just, I don't know, man. I saw, I won't call Greer out, but he was wearing white socks and white shoes, and it just didn't look right.
I think Sills was rocking long yellow socks that it almost kind of looked like the pants.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I liked about him. I thought if you did that, and then if you were Baylor, you're wearing all white, and I don't like it.
You don't like all whites?
No, we wore them against Iowa State, and it was bad.
It was bad. I don't mind the all whites. However, the gold chrome face mask.
You didn't like that?
Dude, you don't need that. It's terrible. You just a green face mask, a gray face.
Gray would have worked.
Chrome gold. Beautiful. It's terrible.
But no, I'm not I didn't like the all white unis. I like a breakup, but I thought we had a good scheme. They could have gone green pants. They could have done something different, but... Maybe gold to go with your gold face mask. I don't know.
That's terrible. It's just
ours were awesome. We look good.
Well, you look good. You play good. So why don't you hit us with musket shots?
Be aggressive out of the gate. Let's hit them in the mouth. Let's go up top. Let's just sling it all around. Convert on third downs. We are horrific on third downs. And much improved offense. It'll help us to have a better efficiency on third down. Finish the game. We apparently don't know how to do that. And if we can do this now, we got Texas up next. This is a nice game to get going and to finish it and put it away, knowing that we have a really good opponent coming up. And then Oklahoma State, TCU, Oklahoma, we need to put our game face on.
Yeah, well... It looks like we started off pretty good. One of your musket shots come out. We came out the gate. We started throwing the rock and went deep.
That's what I like. I like the fact they went up top.
We were aggressive.
Yes.
Coming off a bye week, you're not going to just try to pound the rock. You have to come out, put points on the board early, jump on them, and just keep punching them in the mouth.
Yeah, I mean, I do like when we establish the run, but I wasn't worried about it out of the gate. I wanted us to go up top and score quickly and busted coverage. Jennings up the sideline. Touchdown.
I don't even know so much busted coverage. Just I saw no Jennings coverage. Coming. He was coming around from the other side and got underneath. Sills was going up the middle. I mean, from the left going up the middle, and it baited the safety. So coming around Jennings, I think, was just wide open on that left, and he just...
It did, but there was a miscommunication, and they said it in the telecast that... Baylor substitutes a lot of defensive players. Like, they rotate a lot of guys in, so if there's any type of confusion, and I'm pretty sure no one... Basically, Jennings was uncovered.
Oh, no,
coming through
open.
There. Yeah, he was wide open. So, yeah, it was something of all that put together that they did that. They rotate a lot of guys in, and there was some confusion, and Greer hit him.
Yeah, he did. How long was that? 53 yards?
Yep.
That was awesome. So, we're out 7-0. I think Greer was just a little bit off. He misses Sills for a TD right off the fingertips.
Yeah.
That was brutal.
Yeah, I can't say he was being inaccurate, but I said it to you, and it was just little off, just little things, just not perfect touch. Now, he's going to need that in these coming up games, but just a little off here and there. And there's a couple random just fingertip drops God, these are balls that I think that they should actually catch, though.
Oh, I don't disagree. Sills is
phenomenal.
Looking back at the game overall, being a little picky.
Yes.
But why, yes, you know what I mean? Well, I'm just saying, like, the game is live, and you're like, ah, oh, that was so close. Yeah, I mean, you would hope to catch those, yes, and touchdowns.
But those are the ones we might, you know, that could be the only opportunity you get. You're not going to get what we did out there.
What did you think of our defense early on?
Lockdown, big hitting.
We were flying active around.
And
yeah,
fast.
Yep. We kind of got a gift INT.
Yeah.
It went through Baylor's hands, yep, and I believe it was Washington that picked it off.
Yes.
Right into his basket and took it. I mean, INT, we'll take it.
Yeah, on their second possession. Yeah,
yep.
Brewer didn't. He did not have a good first half.
No.
No, no.
I do believe he might be in concussion protocol.
That too?
I think. I don't know. Yeah, it was
concussion,
bad.
Or they just, after a while, it was just, one of eight, three picks. You need to come out of the game. But yeah, and he's their every game starter.
We had him shook.
Yeah.
There are certain times that you can look at a quarterback's face, and you know he's in that zone, like, yeah, you've seen it in Greer. And then there's other times you see a quarterback that's just shook. He visibly looks shook. And you don't want your starting quarterback to look that like an Eli Manning look. Mm. Boop. How do you feel about
that? He's got a stoic face. I don't know what you're talking about. There is no emotion on that face.
Yeah, anyway. Brewer looks shook.
Yeah, our defense was playing. They played very well. They kept us in it. And turnover, missed field goal. Don't like it.
No.
Not happy about it.
Once again, looking back, being picky, we didn't really need it because Greer hit Sills down the right sideline. Awesome ball. The height of that football dropping into the basket for 20, what was it? I think it was 25-yard TD down the right side. Beautiful, yes, touch. Awesome. I mean,
well, no, and
it had height, and it just dropped right in there.
Yep. No, it was a pretty ball.
Yeah, and it was.
But, I mean, before that, we had a field goal blocked.
Yep.
And then they actually stayed with Staley, which was nice. But I was like, our defense kept us in this game until our offense
played.
And, yeah, they were flying around. It was
tackle
awesome.
Tackle for losses, putting them behind the chains. It was good.
That's what it says. Like you said, Greer, he wasn't inaccurate. He was just a little off. And, yeah, he put a couple of them perfectly in there. And, obviously, Sills is the beneficiary.
Hit Sills again for awesome. Another 65-yard down that right, that same right awesome. Sideline.
Now, granted, if those two don't trip on each other, maybe he doesn't score. But it was still a pretty ball.
Oh, yeah. That put us up 27-0. And Martell Pettaway, 33-yard scamper.
That was awesome.
Yep. That's the one where the safety left his ankles on the field?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, that
number
was
number one left his ankles.
That was
out
grimy.
There.
Yeah.
That was an
great
awesome
cut.
Run. But as I say, I think all of our running backs, like if you look at the stats, I'm like there wasn't more than like seven. No one had more than like six or seven rushes because everybody was healthy. You know, Bush, Pettaway, Singfield, McCoy, like everybody, Letty Brown, everybody was raring to go. So we have a stable of running backs, which is awesome.
Greer finishes pretty much our half of scoring with a 1-yard touchdown run that put us up 41-0 going into halftime.
He got that. You know, you can't give it back to Bush after that run.
After that scamper?
He's dead beat tired. And he also, when they clipped his heels, he went
knees
first,
yeah,
right into the
goal
line.
It looked like
he
wasn't
hurt.
Yeah, he was kind of limping. And
but I would love to see you get that big run, you get rewarded, and Greer got the, you know, hey, go ahead. We need a couple of these little goal line push. Follow the center. Let's go. It was a nice little way to finish the half.
Yeah, I mean, going into halftime, I have it in my notes, we totally dominated.
We did.
We outcoached them.
Everywhere.
Yeah. It was pretty much, I mean, it wasn't 41-0 against Iowa State, but I mean, we got outcoached, and we kind of flipped the script, and we did that to Baylor.
Yeah, Baylor's not a bad team.
No.
We definitely came out of the gates hot.
Solid.
Yeah, we came out hot in offense, defense, until our offense had it figured out because Baylor was playing bend, don't break. So, I mean, four field goals in a row for us. Obviously, we missed two. But bend, don't break, and then all of a sudden our offense clicked. And there are big plays. Here we go. And this is what we can do, but Iowa State, it didn't happen.
And in the grand scheme of things, you're up 41 at halftime. In my head, I was like, oh, this game's been over. You know what I mean? Like, our second half, 44-yard field goal from Staley. Letty Brown, 1 yard. Gary Jennings, 36-yard touchdown from Allison.
Yes.
That was awesome. What did you think about Allison?
We got some depth
he's
in there.
He's a big dude. He's tall. I didn't realize his height. He did go to the U.
As I said, we got some great transfers, so he can have the reins next year. Let him. We need a couple blowout games so he can get some love.
And yeah, I wasn't really sure what to think, but he was throwing some pretty balls. So
yeah,
cool. Final score 58-14. Is it bad that I kind of thought this is how we should have looked kind of all season?
This
like
is what,
even the down games that we've had that I was so frustrated about, and I was like, it's a trend. We're not looking good, and then it kind of bit us against Iowa State. This is how I feel like we should technically look every game. We should put up 50 points a game.
Yes, and I don't want to get complacent, but this is the end. This is what we thought they should do every game, and then we're blowing games at the end, so we're not finishing. So we finished this game. Third downs, 1 for 10. We're not good on third down.
That was
man.
Our third down set? Man, oh, I didn't even look at that. Good. That's
I don't
rough.
I'm like, when we get into these tough where we have to drive the field and this is, you know, it's going to come back and bite us. We need to get more efficient on third down. But we came out, smacked them in the mouth, finished the game. They're not a horrible team.
No, they're not.
But we got a tough.
You can see they have some playmakers.
Oh, no,
there's some speed.
Do.
There's some height. They got some playmakers.
They definitely have some guys on the team. And Rule's a good coach.
He is.
So. But, yeah, I mean, we got a four-game stretch coming up that's going to be tough. So it was nice to get a very good win and not have them come back in the second half and make it iffy and have us, like, kind of on our heels and a little questioning ourselves.
Yeah, no, I agree. And speaking of our four-game stretch, we have away at Baylor, home at TCU, away at Oklahoma State, and home at Oklahoma. This upcoming weekend, we play in Austin.
Big game.
Big game.
Now Texas just got knocked off.
They did.
By Oklahoma State.
Yep.
Oklahoma State.
I don't know. I mean, what, our season previews, this is the game that I had us getting clipped. You had Oklahoma clipping
I had
us.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, I'm nervous for this game. I think it's going to be a good game. But I think if we play like we played against Baylor, I think we'll be able to pull it out.
If we didn't have the falter game with Iowa State, I'd be way more confident. But I want us to play this way, and our team will get a win. But, I mean, our defense played awesome. If they play that way against Texas, I think we can handle them. I mean, we had 5 sacks. We never get 5 sacks. We had 3 picks. I mean, Greer threw his 300. That's what he does.
That's just what he does.
I mean, Sills had 2. Jennings had 2. They both threw over 100. And, you know, he didn't have to sling it too much because our defense kept us in the game.
Thanks, Boop. Yeah. That was good. That was good. That was good. You're just rolling with the stats. Go ahead.
I'm ready for it.
I'm sitting back and I'm just like, this is awesome. Took a sip. I'm good.
I love the stats. Much rather run numbers. So much more fun.
All right, Boop. Well, let's wrap it up. You can hit us up at idownthemusket. idownthemusket@gmail.com. We'll try to get better. West Virginia, get better next week against Texas. Let's go.
Mountaineers.